Radio Star, welcome to Editing 101. So the one thing that I want you to keep in mind when you're watching this video is that if at any time you start getting overwhelmed, stop, take a break, and implement what you've already learned from this video. So you don't need to learn all of this stuff in one go, okay? So if you've learned one thing and it's the first step, stop. Go and try it out in your software, okay? Take it step by step. So whatever editing software you decide to go with, they're essentially the same. So they have different looks visually, and some of their mechanisms are slightly different, but the general gist of editing never, ever, ever changes. So it's really important to make sure that you get a software that feels intuitive, that is relatively easy for you to use, and that you enjoy working with. So as you're watching this editing tutorial, my editing software may look different from yours visually, but trust me, the mechanics are essentially the same. So the editing process essentially has 15 steps. The first step is to choose your editing software. Now, when it comes to choosing your editing software, there are a few things to keep in mind. One is, are you on a PC or a Mac? The second is, how much do you want to spend? And the last thing to consider is, how complex of a software do you actually need? Does it need to be simple, or do you need some extra pro features? Lots of the user-friendly programs have free trials, where the more pro ones generally don't. And if you're on a PC or a Mac, both types of computers generally come with a free editing program. On a PC, it's Windows Movie Maker, and on a Mac, it's iMovie. Now, if you've known me for a little while, you'll know that I hate iMovie. I'm a Mac girl, I have been for many, many years, and I find iMovie to be the least intuitive Apple program out there. So if you want to bypass a lot of frustration, just skip the iMovie process and go straight to your next option. So the user-friendly software that I recommend to my fabpreneurs is, if you're on a PC, to go with Camtasia. If you're on a Mac, go with ScreenFlow. And the reason I like these two pieces of software is they both have free trials, and they will also do webcam recording, so you can record yourself on your webcam and it'll save it right into the program. And they'll also do screen captures. So if you want to show your desktop or a program within your desktop, you can do a screen capture right through either of those programs. And when it comes to more pro software, there's really two heavy hitters out there. One is Adobe Premiere, and the other is Final Cut Pro X. Now, I have to say with full disclosure that as I'm shooting this, I actually use Final Cut Pro 7, because the old school nerds like me just can't give up the ghost, and we love that program. But I will likely be moving into Final Cut Pro X or Adobe Premiere within the coming year, just because technology keeps moving forward and this application, Final Cut Pro 7, has stayed in the past with no updates since 2011. Crazy. Next up, you want to gather your goodies. Now, what I highly recommend for you to do is something that editors around the world do, and this is to use an external hard drive, to go grab yourself an external hard drive to store your video projects on. This way you're not biting into your computer's memory, because video takes up a ton of space, and you will run out of space extremely fast if you're storing all of your footage and all of your video projects on your computer. So go ahead and run, don't walk, and get yourself an external hard drive. So on this external hard drive, you want to have a file that is specific to that project. And in this file, you want to store every single piece of media that you could possibly use in this video. So this is the music that you're going to be using. Store your footage in this file. Graphics, voiceovers, put any images or sound effects in this file. If you're using a smartphone, you may want to use an application such as Image Capture to transfer your video from the phone into your hard drive, because when the videos get to a certain size, they don't transfer easily using the regular methods, such as if you're on a Mac using iPhoto to transfer your videos. So grab yourself the Image Capture application if you're going to be using your smartphone or your tablet as the primary source for your camera. And another really important tip when it comes to those external hard drives is that you have a copy, that you make a copy of your external hard drive, so you actually pick up two. This way, if something funky happens with that external hard drive, you have this other one that has all the footage, the project files, all that stuff safely on it. Next up is import time. So import time really means it's time to import all of your footage, all your media, your goodies into the program that you'll be using. Now, generally speaking, you can either drag and drop your files into the project, into a place where the media is stored within the program, or you can use the old menu bar and click on down and import your files that way. Next up, you want to get the gold. So getting the gold is all about going through your footage and finding the best takes of what you did. So really editing is about finding all the moments of gold that you did while you were on camera and piecing them together to tell your story. This way, editing allows you to always put your best foot forward. So while you're going through your footage, you may come across three different takes such as these. Hey video star, you rock. You can see the energy is a bit low and maybe you want to put that on the cutting room floor. Now check out the second take. Hey video star, you're awesome. And see how I seemed kind of uncertain? So maybe, you know, you want to put that one on the cutting room floor. And now let's check out the last take. Hey video star, you are so awesome. See how the energy feels pretty right on? Here's a hot tip for you, because I shoot how I edit. So I will film section by section, and I will only move on from one section to the next when I feel like I've done a decent job on that section. When I feel like I haven't nailed it, I will keep working on it until I feel good with it. And then I move on to the next one. And this way, when you're importing your stuff into your editing software, you can essentially assemble your video by going clip to clip and putting the best of those clips into your timeline. Now, sometimes you may find that the beginning of one clip was pretty good and the end of another clip was pretty good. So you may do an edit between the two of those clips and marry them together. Next up is building the foundation. In this step, you go section by section and assemble a rough draft of your video. You put each clip that you felt was gold into the timeline in the order that it should appear in your video. And at the end of this, you'll have a very rough and raw edit of your video. Next up is trim and clean up. Here you're essentially taking the head and the tail of each clip and trimming them, so that you can take away any awkward silences, weird pauses, or funky transitions so that your video flows seamlessly from one clip to the next and feels natural. Because you really don't want it to have an awkward pause like this between each of your clips. And talk about the different topics that I give you for each of your video missions. And go ahead and watch the next video for your first video mission. See? Yeah, it totally doesn't work. So essentially, trimming the head and the tail of your clips makes it feel and flow much more naturally. Like this. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to press the record button and talk about the different topics that I give you for each of your video missions. And go ahead and watch the next video for your first video mission. Next up is transitions, baby. So transitions can make or break a video because weird, funky, awkward transitions can really make the viewer feel uncomfortable or make your video look unprofessional. So I know it can be really tempting when you first go into an editing software and you see that you can do a swirl transition between your clips or a starburst between your clips. So transitions can happen in three different places in your video. One is at the beginning, one is at the end, and the other is between each of your cuts. So when it comes to editing and transitions, baby, you definitely want to use the KISS rule. Keep it simple, superstar. Please keep it simple. Generally speaking, at the beginning or the end of your videos, you want one of three different transitions. One is either a fade in or fade out from black. Another is fade in or fade out from white. And another is just a blunt cut. When it comes to those moments between your clips, you definitely want to keep it simple here. I generally just do a straight cut, so I don't often put weird, wonky, funky, artistic transitions between my edits because it tends to just distract people and make your videos feel unprofessional. If you think of like, you know, TV movies from the 80s where they'd have these, you know, somebody be running and then all of a sudden there'd be this music playing and then this fade in and their lover's face is over here and like it's just so distracting and it looks really campy. So I highly encourage you to keep your transitions really, really, really simple. Please. Pretty please. There is of course an exception to the rule. If your videos are meant to be kind of campy, super playful, kind of like cotton candy, go ahead and play with it. If it's got like a comic book feel or you have like pow zap poo poo, go ahead and use it. The transitions should really suit the tone and feel of your brand. And when in doubt, just keep it simple. Next up is music time. Now, music is one creative choice that can seriously, seriously impact your video for the better or for the worse. Music can help put people in the right mood to watch your video, and it can also put them in the wrong mood to watch your video. When it comes to music, it's best to use what's called royalty-free music. That means you're not using anything that has a copyright that you don't have permission to use. Now, there are some sites that I adore and I use all the time, and those are in Sarah's recommended resources, so go ahead and check those out. And as you're going through it, you can actually favorite them, you can create playlists so you can save the different songs that you really liked, and you can also download preview versions of it. So before you even pay for it, download a preview version of each of the choices you're considering, and then put those previews into your timeline. This way you can play it back with the video and try the different music, different songs out with your video. I can't tell you how different it looks and sounds and feels when you put it within your timeline as opposed to just hearing it on the website. When you marry the two together, something really amazing happens. And all of a sudden you're like, wow, this song is amazing for my brand. Or wow, I was totally wrong. This feels weird. I gotta scrap this choice. And when you put music in, consider how you want to use it. Do you want to use it at the beginning and the end of your video? Do you want to have it all throughout your video or have it as a device that you bring in and out throughout your video? Do you have one song? Do you have multiple songs? There's so much space to play here. And one quick tip is just to make sure that the level of your music does not compete too much with your voice. So you definitely want to make sure that you are clearly heard when you put that music in there. And note that some music styles can really compete with your voice. So for example, if you choose music that's really percussive or has a strong instrument like a piano, it may completely drown you out. So it's really, really, really important to make sure that you download those free previews, put them into your timeline, experiment with your sound volumes, and when you're ready, go ahead and purchase the full version of those songs. Next up is Rockin' B-Roll. So B-roll is one of my favorite devices to use in videos and in every single one of my film projects. B-roll is essentially any video that you shoot that is not just you talking. For example, I'll often shoot a separate take of me just doing goofy and silly things or acting out something, and I will use that footage on top of what I'm saying, such as right now, in order to help tell the story visually. Because video and film are visual mediums first and foremost. So help your audience out and give them visual cues on what they can be learning. Now there's a whole video on B-roll and what's called storyboarding coming up for you. So it'll be a fun one for you to dive into. So you'll get some great suggestions from me there on the types of things that you can use for B-roll. Next up is watch it, hear it, see it. So when you're finished with your music and your B-roll and the trimming, it's time to watch your video all the way through. Now there are generally three ways that I will watch my video. One is I will just watch it and let it go and take notes as I'm doing it. Another is I will close my eyes and I will listen and play the video all the way through. And what I'm listening for is that the whole thing makes sense, that it sounds cohesive, that there's nothing glaring and weird going on with the audio. And next is see it. So I will actually mute the video and just watch it without sound to see what's going on and see if it's feeling a little dull or if something feels jarring just from watching it. So when it comes to watch it, hear it, see it, do your best to resist stopping the video as it's playing back. Use it as an opportunity to see how it's flowing and just take notes about what you want to change. Next up is feedback. Feedback is really, really, really important. And as a filmmaker, I have gotten feedback on all of my projects before I went ahead and even shot them. I had script readings for my peers where they would let me know where the holes were in the story, and I would go in and hone it and tweak it. And even through the editing process, say for a music video, I'd get feedback from the client to make sure that they're getting what they need, that it's making sense to them, and that they're feeling inspired. So export that puppy and send the link to trusted peers who would give you honest and loving feedback. And of course, feel free to post it in the group for that loving and honest feedback. Next up is changes based on the feedback. So once you get that feedback, decide which feedback you actually want to apply, because you definitely don't want to apply all of it necessarily, and you may not apply any of it. But figure out which feedback is actually important and will make your video better. Make those changes and then export your video for the web. Now, some applications have go-to export settings. If you find that those are not working out for you, if your quality is not feeling terribly great, I have some tried, tested, and true export settings for you in Sarah's recommended resources. And the reason you want to export it for the web is the internet generally likes a specific type of output, and it's important to compress your videos so that you don't have these monster files that are going up onto the net. Next up is one last dance. So you grab your exported file and you watch it on your computer. Make sure that there's no outstanding wonkiness going on. If you're happy with it, you can move on to the next step. If you're not happy with it, if there's some glitch that you found, head back into the software, fix that glitch, export it for the web again, and watch it again one last time. And next up, you get to upload your video. Woohoo! Woohoo! So you will either be uploading it to Vimeo, YouTube, or directly into a social media platform such as Facebook or Instagram. And YouTube is great because it is a search engine. So if you want your video to be findable, then you definitely want to make sure it's up on YouTube. If you want your videos to look more professional and don't have all those Facebook ads and things like that, then you probably want to head over to a platform such as Vimeo. Next up is celebrate! So editing, if you can't already tell, is something I adore. It can transform your videos like nothing else can, allowing yourself to put your best foot forward and add creative choices that help your viewers have the type of experience that you want them to have is so magical. It really is. There's so much transformation that can happen in the edit suite. Okay, that is it for Editing 101. In this video, you learned about choosing your software, gathering your goodies, such as your footage and images and all that stuff. You learned about import time and importing everything you need into your program. You learned about get the gold and grabbing the best bits of footage. You learned about building the foundation and going step by step to build the rough draft of your video. You learned about trimming and cleaning up your video so that you take away some of those awkward spaces. You learned about transitions, baby, and using the KISS rule when it comes to your transitions. You learned about music time and how to choose the right music for your videos. You got a quick introduction to rockin' B-roll and using B-roll to help enhance your videos and the storytelling. You learned about watch it, hear it, see it, so that you watch your videos all the way through so you can take notes and get a big picture vision of your video. You learned about getting constructive and loving feedback on your video and to make changes or not based on that feedback. You learned about one last dance, that you watch your exported video one last time before you upload it to make sure that everything looks and sounds good. You got some tips on uploading your video. And last but not least, make sure you go step by step and use this training as a tool as you're building your project. Okay, so make sure that you download your sweet sheet, share your ahas in the Facebook group, and cheer your fellow fab printers on. And of course, keep pressing the record button this week. Keep that on-camera momentum going. So head on down to your next training, and as always, dream up.